Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am spectacular. And yourself?
Doing awesome. Life is good.
Yes, life is good. We had some thunderstorms. We finally got some rain, and we've been like 105. Heat index in Roanoke, Virginia, really? Wow.
Welcome to Florida, all over the U.S.
You're so funny. All right, I get it. Well, I love this chart tonight because of all the water trines. They're just so beautiful.
Oh, you're loving those water trines. Sun, Mercury,
mm-hmm.
Vertex, Venus, you know. And we might as well put the North Node in there since it's close.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are very psychically awake tonight, and they're feeling that pull from their intuitive power the solar light, because both Mercury and the Sun are on the cusp of Leo. And I feel it a lot because I'm a cuspian on that cusp. So, yeah.
You do the dance. You know what I also like about that one is that it's in sextile to Pluto. Okay. And, you know, that Pluto retrograde revisits the old from the past and puts in that familiar situation to it. And it really makes it more solid of an intuitive ability than it normally has as a result of that. So I like having that strong earth sound in there as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I encourage everybody to keep their psychic ears on and pump up the volume for now. The other thing that I love about this chart is Venus in Cancer is in trine also to Neptune, which is retrograde in Pisces. Now, what some people that are listening might not know, that Neptune is actually a higher octave of Venus, okay? It's the unconditional love energy. It's the forgiveness energy. It's loving for no darn reason. And right now, Venus, which is more of an earthbound energy of how we look at love, is in trine to that. That is just so beautiful.
Oh, I so agree with you on that. You know, I having a Pisces moon myself in grand trine with my Mars, Venus, Mercury.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, that's one of the things it is, and I'm glad that you pointed that out, that it is the higher octave. As we have our inner planets, we have our outer planets. We have the ones that we work on the physical earth plane with, and we have the part that we work on the greater picture or the spirituality with it. And having those two entrined really empower a benefit to us to really see the bigger picture and feel the bigger picture as a result of it. So I agree with you. I love that trine.
I think we're going to have a pretty exciting night. We've got a few people here in the queue that are probably waiting, but, you know, it just seems to be a really good day for communication with me. Was it for you today?
I spent most of my day in the berry bushes, so.
So you were doing your garden zen? Is that what you're telling me? You were doing your garden zen. I get that. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That harvest thing.
That harvest thing. All right. Well, God bless you. So you ready for me to take the first caller?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 561-287. You're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How are you? How's your summer going? This is Stacy. And
I had
Hi, well, everything's still kind of the same since I last talked to you. Felt like a hermit, you know, between, you know, I've gone on interviews since that I've applied to before, and I guess whoever they hire didn't work out, and everything's a standstill, you know. I mean, I'm not dating at all, and I'm not I haven't found a job, and I've been applying, and I'm studying Spanish, and I'm going to take a class in the fall. So I'm just wondering if that's going to bring me, you know, something, because right now I just feel like everything's just pending. You know, I just feel like, you know, I don't feel established. I don't feel like I have a career. You understand.
Stacy, the one thing you need to realize is that there's 6 planets retrograde right now, and Uranus is about to go retrograde. Now, when a planet's retrograde, it means the energy is incubating. And it's a good idea to do the research and for you to sign up for a class to increase your ability to get a good professional job is a very wise choice right now. But the retrograde is not going to last forever. Each planet retrogrades and moves at a different rate. So one by one, kind of like turning the pages of a book, over the next 3 months, most of these planets are going to move forward or appear to move forward in the heavens. So for you to be taking the necessary steps to position yourself professionally, I think it was a very wise choice. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree, because Aphrodite is right. And the first one that is going to go direct is Jupiter. Okay, it goes, I think, August 7th, somewhere at the beginning of August. Aphrodite can give you the exact date. But here again, what I'm going to say about it is it's sitting in your 12th house, getting ready to go into your first house, okay? So as it unfolds and as it starts to go direct over the summer, it's going to go into your first house. This is what you're looking for. I so agree that educating yourself, whether it be a formal education right now or just you absorbing knowledge during this next couple months, is really going to be major. I like it a lot for you. But don't be surprised. When Jupiter starts transiting through your first house, it's going to go over your Mercury. It's going to go over your Sun. Things are going to start happening, and I feel your frustration. That's when I said, yeah, I hear you, because right now it's like somebody put the brakes on you, okay? And you, everywhere you go, you don't feel like you can do anything. It's all
like I don't feel like, I feel like a door's closed. As I could say in Spanish, like la puerta es cerrado. The door is closed. I'm studying, you know, estudio el español todos los días, muchas horas. So I'm trying to be fluencia so I can, you know, be more marketable. You understand.
And that's perfect. And that's perfect right now. So accept the fact that, you know, it's not going where you want it at this time, that timing isn't great, but that you're doing the right thing. Be, you know, pat yourself on the back and go, no, this is what I should be doing. Studying Spanish, studying anything right now is great for you. You will learn it better as a result of that. So this is the time for study, research, looking into things. It will help launch that transformation and change in the fall.
So you're saying in the fall I'll be more happier, like financially, work-wise, and everything else?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Jupiter
now,
is going...
I want to encourage you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to encourage you to take something temporary with something that's medical right now, okay?
You see when that's happening?
Study.
Yeah, my, Do you see when that's happening?
It's on top of you tonight. Excuse me. Wait. Hear me out. Okay. The moon is sitting on Chiron, the wounded healer, in your chart. Chiron, mm-hmm. in the heavens above us, is sitting on your Saturn. And it's all about medical, psychological, helping people that are less than fortunate. If you can get a temporary position until you can get this new certification, you might even mm-hmm. get a lead out of where you are temporarily to become more solid by September. So I'm going to push you in that direction because I'm getting two hits on this. Don't you agree, Jacqueline? It's right on her.
Oh, I so
no,
agree. I so
that
agree.
Is great, but I just
yeah.
wish that these things could have happened like years ago because I just felt like delays and it just, you know, it would have been better if things were earlier. I had that job which only lasted a few weeks in April. It started on in March. It started on a retrograde and it ended when the retrograde ended. And I'm thinking other people started. I don't think they were let go and they started on a retrograde. Why is it all the time when I start on a retrograde, I'm one of the people that it stops, you know? I always get affected by the retrograde.
You have to understand, Stacy, that this is a personal journey for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing. Now, if that had not happened, you would not be bettering yourself like you are now. You might not have been able to find the job that I see coming to you that's going to get you through this few months and maybe beyond.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing and know that that's not where you need it to be. Okay?
Yeah.
But faith. And Jacqueline will say that louder than me. But it is. And we know that. And I so appreciate your persistence. I mean, girl, you amaze me. The tenacity of your spirit, no matter what's happened, you still keep right on going and looking for a solution. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah, see? You know, yes, I mean, I'm there studying every, like, hours. I'm not socializing. I'm just, studying. And I just want to progress into a job that I can think is a career and not be entry level and be treated like a peon, basically. You know, it's unfortunate that,
right.
you know, managers can be like that and just get away with it. And here I'm a dedicated worker, and I just want to establish myself that I'm able to say, hey, I love going to work, and I feel like I am somebody. And because right now I'm not socializing at all because, you know, I'm not young, that it's not like I'm just starting out, that I don't have to be starting out in a career. I should be at one. So you understand. It's just because people ask, what do you do? And I'm not going to say, well, I'm not doing anything. It's just,
right.
When mm-hmm. you have a good job, you feel good about yourself. Don't you think so?
Yes. Again, of course, you're achievement-oriented. You've got those Capricorn energies. But Uranus had not been in Taurus for 84 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It popped in there 2 months ago, Stacy, and it's still entwined to your Sun and Mercury. Now, it's going to retrograde this week coming up. So you're probably going to get an opportunity doing something you're already somewhat familiar with. It's going to get you through this cycle because it's a strongly retrograde cycle for 3 months. That's why I'm going to encourage you to do something temporary that's going to
mm-hmm.
make you feel that you are bringing in some money, even if it's not full-time, and to continue your
you
studies.
You said this week?
I think
no, but you said something's going retrograde this week. So when? So
yep,
what week
Uranus.
Looks good for an income coming in?
It is good for you to go back to something that you already have experience in and do it. It's
mm-hmm.
a temporary thing if you need to, because I think that that's where your power is right now, to concentrate on the study. Okay?
I had an interview last week to something I applied for and I didn't get, and guess what? They didn't hire whoever, and I never heard. You know, I guess they let go of whoever. but I try to apply to something that I've applied to before and I didn't get anywhere. But I you know, I'm applying, but this week you said it's a retrograde. That's the scary part.
No, no, because retrogrades can bring things back to you. Knowledge you've already acquired, you can be a shoo-in for something you need mm-hmm. to get through. Okay, but we have so many people on
yeah.
hold. I can't keep you on the line any longer tonight, Stacey, but I think you're moving in the right direction, and we're real behind you. Give us a call and keep us posted, okay?
Oh, thank you, guys. Muchas gracias, señoritas.
Oh, sweet. I love it.
Oh,
thank you.
Me gusta mucho. You know, buenas noches. And habla con ellas enseguida, en dos semanas.
All right. Well, God bless you, baby. You have a sweet night.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Shifts of energy happening everywhere. It's just amazing.
It is.
I mean, the tenacity of her spirit, though, I have to admire that. You know,
well, she's a steamroller.
I want you to do
Capricorn.
Rough. Yep, she'll make it through. Yep. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 772-579, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, ladies. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Oh, you can't know who this is. I haven't said my name yet.
I know that voice.
This is Tina calling from Port St. Lucie. Hello, Aphrodite. Hello, my dear Jacqueline. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
We are loving
sweetheart.
You.
Very good. Yeah, the retrograde.
Tina's birthday is February 3rd, 1965.
Oh, now that you told the whole world how old I am.
I never said your last name.
But they don't know your last name, so you're safe. You're safe. What time, Jonathan?
12:12 a.m.
Yep.
Hialeah.
And where?
Hialeah
Hospital,
Florida.
Hialeah, Florida, yep. I am a native in the worst way.
Okay. It's awesome. So,
well,
did you have a question for us tonight?
I don't think it's more like a question and more like a, I don't exactly know what it is. My granddaughter left today to go back to Texas. She's been with me now for the last couple of months. Graduated with top honors, and now she's going back to start her life in college. And with everything that has been going on in my life since May 13th, I have been slammed with silence and an awful bad case of loneliness. And I know that all these retrogrades are happening. I've just frozen right now. And I have these amazing plans that I want to get done, and the end result will be moving, selling the house, moving out of Florida, and going to Colorado via Texas. I'd like to be able to spend Christmas with my kids and my grandkids this year. Just right now I'm really frozen, and even though I do have these plans, I'm kind of like stuck. I just don't know which way to go. Should I sit still? And because at this time now, I am also taking classes. I'm taking a sacred wheel class, and I'm taking a 1 month shaman class to help get in deeper.
Beautiful.
To myself. And I'm
beautiful.
Just, I don't know, I'm just stuck. And I just don't know what to do right now, if I need to stay still, if I need to continue with the plans of the house, because every time I try to do something with this house, I'm getting a smack in the face. And even down to getting rid of everything in the house. So just to bring Aphrodite up to speed here, my mother passed away. It'll be 2 years in September. I inherited everything, including the house, and I'm even trying to get rid of her stuff. And I don't think the garage sale gods like me at all.
Right. Well, sometimes it's more important to try and get somebody to do an estate sale rather than the yard sale, especially if there's that many things that may have value because of their age, by the way. So that might
right.
be something you want to look at. Because with all these planets retrograde, Tina, what's happening right now is time to look at all the strategies to not allow yourself to get stuck, but say, okay, what window have I not looked through? What door have I not opened? And because each one of these planets is retrograde, they go direct one by one. Jupiter will be the
mm-hmm.
first. Mercury will be out of its shadow 3 days later. Then both Saturn and Pluto go direct by the end of the first week of October. So we're looking at all these doors and windows that are opening up. But right now, when the planets are retrograde, it's time to do the research and look into what you can access as far as some kind of help in order so that you're not carrying all this burden by yourself. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. It is, you know, there's a reason, and I'm going to say this. There's a reason why you have a time of solitude at this point in time. And you may not like it because you're not the most organized of individuals, but it is time.
Hey.
You can be. You do have a Mars in Virgo, but remember that's a dual sign. Okay, and whenever you
okay.
get that Pisces moon of yours all dancing around, even though those aren't in opposition of each other, whenever emotionally you get down, you tend to not do the work and do what you need to do. And it is about categorizing. It's about organizing. It's about doing those things at this point in time. Okay, like Aphrodite said, organizing all this stuff, getting it to a point to where you can show somebody it and get rid of it in one way, shape, or form is what is needed. And it's also looking into those details of, oh, you know, can I go down to the flea market and talk to some of the dealers there, see if they want to pick up something, okay? Or can we go to an auction house and see if they want something out of an auction house more than you doing the work? That Mercury in Capricorn at 29 degrees thinks I must roll up my sleeves and do all the dirty work. No, it's an organizational thing. Roll up your sleeves and organize. Figure out the dirty work for somebody else to do, is what I'm going to say.
Okay. Okay.
I agree with you. I think that's exactly where she needs
yeah.
to go. And the opposite
yeah,
things we're seeing tonight right now in your chart are just amazing, because your desire to move 900 miles away from where you are right now is already known by the memory of nature, the Akasha, however you want to look at that energy. So you're going to arrive there right on time. Do not worry about that. Okay.
How important is this black moon rising at the end of the month?
Well, we were going to talk about it next week, but let me pull it up on screen for you. Give me 1 second here. All right. We'll take a peek at that for you for sure.
And the reason why I ask is because there are exactly four things that I need to get rid of from an old relationship. And everything points to this black moon, but I'm kind of having a little bit of difficulty trying to find it on the internet. I need to bury something. And I'm wondering if this black moon is when I'm supposed to be doing it.
Well, the black moon is the second new moon, of course, in the month, okay? So it is about new beginnings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Neptune's retrograde sitting on your Chiron, so you're considering this an act of healing personally, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so that being said, the retrograde energies that we're seeing, whatever these items are, and again, I have no idea what the items are, I do see three, okay? And I do see that there's a specific way that you could put this out there, which is going to draw the people that are going to make a realistic approach to you about acquiring it. Okay? It's
okay.
About the way you're describing those things, okay? Do you need to bury them? I don't know so much, but the Capricorn energy could support that. But I also think it's more about liberating them. Because Jupiter goes direct before Saturn. I would try to liberate them first. And then if that doesn't work, I would bury them then. It's like
when you say liberate, what
I'm
exactly
seeing,
are you meaning?
It might get them to somebody else. Get them
okay.
to somebody else that will appreciate them. Okay? I would try. Am I right with this, Jacqueline? Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Well, I think one way or another they need to, and I think whichever way is, you know, I agree that the charitable part is something at this point in time that I do see with you, and I agree on that, but it's whichever way feels most comfortable with you. Again, it wants you to have your own, we were talking about how this is the intuitive time, and it wants you to feel what the right thing is for you to do, not to repel it. Remember, sometimes burying things aren't necessarily, you know, it's more of that you're trying to get rid of it and repel it more than to actually embrace it and do something with it, okay? And I think that's the concept that she's looking at, is whatever you do, you must embrace the circumstances. And it's whether you give it away, whether it has to be, and that's a fact. These things have to be out of your life now. And I think the Black Moon is an enriching time to where you can lighten yourself and open yourself up to new modalities by getting rid of this stuff on the new moon.
Okay, because three things are enough. Three of the items are... let's say, can be given to somebody else. But the fourth item is made from materials of the earth, which that's where I got the burying from, is to send it back to the earth.
Then do that. But
that's
follow
a wise
your intuition
choice. Go
on
your
this
intuition.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, I so agree, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty then. Well, thank you very much, ladies. I do appreciate this.
And keep us close. Inquiring minds want to know, hon. Okay.
They do. Oh, my God. What do they want to know now?
29-degree Mercury in Capricorn. It's all about the ride, honey. It's all about the ride.
Hey, at least the Scorpio tail's not stinging me right now. You know?
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
God bless. Keep
I would
posted,
like to listen
okay?
to more
Love
of the
too.
Show. If you could put me back on hold, that would be great.
You got it.
All right. Thank you. And Jacqueline, okay. I look forward to seeing you in October.
I look forward to seeing you then. Take care.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Alrighty then. Ready for the next
one? Such a sweetheart.
Okay. Yes, she is. Wow. Here we go. 860, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Amy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Happy summer to you guys.
And who are we speaking with? I'm trying to recognize the voice. I know I've heard this voice, but I can't recognize it.
It's Amy from Connecticut, the Connecticut lady.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're happy tonight?
Things are good. Things are good. Things are good. It's been actually, you know, the retrograde has been, I'm a Sag, so the retrograde in Jupiter has been really tough. I can't wait until August to live. Till it goes direct.
I so hear you.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I gotta tell you,
I am going through something. I just was wondering if you guys can look into this. I know it's temporary, but I'm just basically dealing with somebody, a very difficult person. You guys, I mentioned this before. My book is, I'm very close. My book is going to be out in September, and I'm in the final stages of editing. And next month I'll be doing the book jacket and all the fun stuff, but I'm almost done with editing. But this person that I'm dealing with, the head CEO lady, is just, it's terrible. It's just absolutely terrible. And she nitpicks everything that I do. I don't even work for her. And it's just terrible. Just was wondering if you guys can pick up anything on that, or what's the purpose of this, and why am I going through this?
Well, this Mercury retrograde has made me lose your birth information for some reason. So can you give it to me again?
Sure. 1216 73. 1216 73. And it's New Britain, NEWBRITAIN, New Britain, Connecticut. And the time is 9:44. Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
9:44 a.m.
Got it.
Yep.
You have to understand that Jupiter's retrograde until the 11th or 12th, okay, of August.
Yep.
And then when it moves
yes.
forward, when it passes over your sun, you're going to realize the wisdom of the experience you've been going through. It's going to be bigger than life, and you will not miss it. So sometimes
okay.
you have to go to a little hell to get to heaven, honey, okay, and that's exactly where you're at right now. But I just feel really good about the edit because the retrograde Mercury sometimes can help with the edit, okay?
Right.
You can find things you
right.
want to fine-tune, and you can look at your illustration and how you're going to mark it. So actually, the Mercury retrograde can conserve you at this time, okay?
Okay.
And that's okay.
okay.
And
sure.
There's so many planets retrograde right now that people are tripping over others, circumstances, mechanical, electronic
oh.
problems. It's rampant. Okay, but right now I really
okay.
think you're holding your own, girl. I think you're holding your own. All right. Now,
yeah.
because there's Capricorn, Cancer, polarity points going on. Okay, in your chart,
okay.
6,000
okay.
12th house, which is why you're feeling imprisoned by this person who really doesn't have any power over you, other than that you give her. Just to let you know.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
Yes. That's yeah. Yeah. I do.
What's Jacqueline's take on this? Because she's probably seeing some things that I'm seeing. I want to give her a voice here.
Oh, yeah. I was.
You know,
went
you
into
the. Honestly, what's going on, it's just in a nutshell, it's a bully. And I've done those bullies before.
Right.
You know, I'm visually impaired. And every little thing they do is wrong to her. It really is. And her own worker can get away with it. And he has. Who I'm working with, because he's my editor. The editor works for her, right? And so that's the issue. That's the main problem, is that no matter what I'm doing, it's not good enough in her eyes. And no matter how much I am responding, I'm not kidding you, with kindness, it's just she finds some other way to want to just do something crazy. And she has. So.
And it is. It's all about the power play, like you said. She has no control over what you're doing. She has no,
right.
Here again, it's only the control you give her. And it's all about taking back your power. It's about
okay.
not listening to the circumstances of what her stuff is. Again, with all these retrograde planets, people are acting like asses. And here again, she's revealing herself
yeah.
and her own frustration. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you
yes.
have to look at it and rise above it and go, hey, well, that's her issue, not mine. And take
yes.
that step back. Okay. And go
yes.
and let it be. Okay. Just let mm-hmm. it be, because there's a lot of good things coming up for you here. There's some transits that are going to be coming
oh, yeah.
over in the fall that are going to be really nice for you. And this is just petty. And so
yeah.
just know that it's all about you keeping your self-confidence. Not about her, because, again, here, you're 100% correct. You could turn in the most perfect thing on this earth, and she would find something to do with it because of her own issues, okay?
Right.
It's
right.
not you.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it was
okay.
if it was anybody else in that position, she would do the same thing to it,
again here. So you've got to ignore it, do what you know is right, and just know
okay.
that that's her issue, not yours.
Okay. Okay. So when is the beautiful stuff coming in again? You said, like, right after retrograde, right when it goes direct, Mercury? Or what's some good stuff coming up?
There's three chapters. Jupiter goes direct on the 11th, 12th, okay, of August, and then it starts to move
okay.
forward into your 11th house, the light worker, and it's going to pass over your sun, and that's when you're going to see everything was worth it. Now, Mercury goes direct on the black moon, but it's not out of its shadow until the 15th of August. But August is going to be really good for you because all that Leo energy is going to be complementing all your Sag. So you're going to realize that what we're telling you is exactly true, and you're going to feel so much better. Just wait out the next couple of weeks, honey, and you got it.
Okay. Okay. And then you guys see the book being out in September, October. October is when I plan the book release, October 6th, to be quite direct. It's October 6th. That's the exact date.
I think October 6th is very good because Saturn and Pluto have also gone direct and Capricorn rules publishing. So I think you're dead
oh.
right with this one. I think
okay.
you're dead right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Good. Yeah, and you
stay with your plan
that,
and don't let other people impede your progress. Like I said, just take it for what it's worth and continue. I so agree with Jacqueline
oh,
on this
absolutely.
One. Okay.
I've come too far. It's just being the human side of me is just like, oh my goodness. Yeah. So I understand. You just answered my question, both of you. And I just have a couple more weeks, and things just too shall pass. And yeah, move on, march on. And I just can't wait till September, October, because it'll be all worth it. The book will be in my hand.
It certainly will. It certainly will, honey. You're golden. Okay.
I can't wait. And I really appreciate you, Aphrodite. I remember you telling me you should have it on all forms of, like the Kindle and the ebook, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So I appreciate you. You said that at the beginning of the year, and it's actually coming into fruition. So I am so psyched.
Yeah, you want to tap
really
into every generation and every bit of technology right now, because this is your time to make it go viral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I really feel like now that I've done the real nitty-gritty, the Virgo in me is helping with the editing as well. I really fine-tuned it. It's really ancient wisdom from past lives that are in this book. It's my first book, but it's a very powerful.
I love it.
A very powerful book.
I love all these retrogrades
and
for past life stuff. This is fantastic. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. I just can't wait. Thank you so much for giving me the light.
God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Sweet night.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye. She's got so much darn talent in that freaking chart, doesn't she?
Oh, she's a great storyteller.
Yes, I love that. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey. It was actually
hey,
good listening
Jessica.
To a lot of the callers today because, I don't know, it's just comforting. It's just comforting to hear everything that's going on with people.
It's a weird world
so
we live in right now. It's a little bit strange, but
yeah,
I gotcha.
I'm just curious what's going on with my finances. It keeps feeling like a cycle is ending, but I have like some fears coming up about it, or like confusion of like I don't know how to do this the new way, or I don't know, some trust. I'm not really sure. That's why I was curious to see what was going on.
I'm not really seeing any major afflictions around your finances, and I'm wondering where the irrational fear is coming from. Some of it might be because Neptune's retrograde, and it is squaring your Jupiter in Gemini in the sixth house of work and service and day-to-day, you know, the normal things you have to do and buy and pay for. But I'm not really seeing anything catastrophic happening right now. I think you want to expand, and I think that that's going to be very, very likely that that's going to occur after Jupiter goes direct, you know, in early August. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. I don't see any major afflictions financially to you. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's more of an emotional issue that's coming up with that, because Neptune is transiting through your second house of personal finances. Okay. And it is going to be coming into sextile once it goes direct with your Mars and Taurus. Okay, which is all about how you value yourself. And this is about what you value. And it is a time with Jupiter being in your 11th house and retrograde, you're going back to see what is of value to you. What kind of lifestyle do you want? How do you want to live? What do you envision yourself doing? And it's all about that and finding the joy in where you're going in life and looking to that future part of where you're going in life. I think that's really what's going to make the change for you, make you feel better about your finances, because they're stable. I don't see anything major going on. The money's going to come and go. You're not, you know, it's not anything major at this point in time.
Well, because that's the thing. Like, you're talking about my lifestyle, and so many things are expanding. Like that vision is expanding. The things I want to do on a day-to-day are expanding. And then there's the fear of like, well, where's the money supporting this? And I kind of went through a phase of, okay, I'm not going to spend any money until it comes in. And then it was like, you're being ridiculous, just go spend it. And it's like, now I have, I've gathered credit card debt over the years. I really need to pay it off. I haven't really been able to. So, I don't know what to do with these.
Because all signs are retrograde. It's important to just stand your ground right now. As they go direct one by one, by October, things are going to be much more in balance than they are right now. Okay? So because all signs are retrograde, this is not the time to think you could just pay things off. This is the time to stand your ground and see it through, knowing that Jupiter is going to turn around right on top of your Neptune. And trying to your vertex, your electric ascendant, and Saturn, you're going to be okay. Don't put unnecessary pressure on yourself. It's not required. Know the time is coming when you will be able to liquidate some of this, and it's not that far away, hon. It's not that far away. All
right? Right, but like even living situation, like I need the funds for it, and so that's what's like the anxiety is building up of like, it just feels like I'm running out of money because, like, I've been using credit. So I actually am running out of money. So a part of me feels like, oh, my God, you should be panicking. You should be running around doing something about this. And it's like I don't even feel motivated to, like, it's just, like, just be confident. Like, money's going to come in for you. Like, your business is growing, even though, like, you're not seeing money all the time. Like, your business is growing and, like, maybe that's what you mean by standing my ground of just like keep affirming that. But that little girl inside of me is like a little bit freaked out at times. Like I was feeling it a lot today.
And I understand that, but you have to understand that this is not a long cycle you're in. It's a short cycle. And I agree so much with Jacqueline. This is an emotional issue more. It's a financial issue. You got to understand that the Sun and Mercury and Venus are all going to end up moving into Leo over the next couple of weeks, so you're going to get a lot more courage back. Because the only thing you have in Cancer is your Sun. And then you have your Moon and your Mercury, your Vertex and Saturn all in Leo. Mars is already there. So I'm just going to encourage you, when you feel the fear, do it anyway. Embrace your inner courage right now and say, it's a short cycle, it's 90 days, I can do this. and then things will shift. Okay?
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to trust your process. And I know that's hard because I'm a Cancer son like you and I have Leo planets as well. I understand. But, again, trust me. You're not going to fail. You're going to be okay.
Okay. I'm going to trust that you guys are saying that it's an emotional issue and I'll just keep, like, breathing through the anxiety or something, tapping it out with meditating it out.
Can I give
like
you a bit of advice? It's not about astrology. Can I just give you a bit of advice?
Yeah.
It's not about astrology.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, and you might already do this, so if you're already doing this, do it on steroids, okay? Every morning when you wake up, look around you and give thanks for everything that you have.
Okay.
Don't think
okay.
about what you
that's
lack.
Really
don't
bad.
Start your day
yeah.
with lacking. Start your day with the attitude of gratitude and say, I'm here. Divine forces help me to do my mission. I'm open. I have to tell you, within 2 weeks, everything was shifted.
Right. Okay. I'll get back into that.
Like,
there's a part of me that, like, hates doing the gratitudes. Like, I really, like, when it's so forced, it's like, I can't stand it. But I'll get, like, I know once you get into the flow of it, then you start feeling better. But, like, when you're not feeling the greatest, the gratitudes are just, I hate them. It's just, like, it's
I
difficult.
Know, but I think that Mars and Leo is going to give you the courage to get through. You're going to be okay.
Okay. Thank you just for
keep us posted,
that.
Okay?
All right. Thank you. I'll start doing the gratitude again. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
All right. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amazing. She has so many planets similar to mine, Jack, and I'm like, oh, I get this.
You know, and I'll say this, I have a lot of 24 degree sun and cancers, and they have had a little bit more of a difficult time this year, and it's okay, it's all good. Trust and have faith. I agree 100% with what you said.
All right, cool. I love you. All right, ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay, doing well. How are you?
Not too shabby.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, I just wanted you guys to take a look at my chart and just see what stands out to you. Always curious about work
and
love.
Are you March 5th in Philly?
Yes, ma'am. I live in Brooklyn, but yeah, born in Philly.
I want to move you to Brooklyn. I'll look
it's
at you in real time.
Now.
It's all good. It's all accurate. It's just different. Beautiful. It's always nice to talk to you. It's always nice to talk to you.
You too.
See. Ooh. Wow. Mm. You're in a cardinal grand square.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even though you can feel anxiety, you're safe. If you do your personal best every day, you're okay. You're a very highly motivated person, aren't you?
I am.
You're
I've
in
a
cardinal
really doing a
grand square. You know, and but the cool thing is Uranus, the planet of surprises and epiphanies, is at 6
mm-hmm.
degrees of Taurus, and it's sitting right on your part of fortune today.
Mm.
Okay? It's within 3 degrees. So no matter what you're doing, it's definitely a time to stand your ground, girlfriend. Okay? Wow. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Okay, my little Pisces friend, you have a song. You can sing a song, okay? Because Neptune is conjunct your Mercury, okay? And
mm-hmm.
life is percolating for you, okay? And it's all about living in the day, knowing that you've got, again, you can't get around a grand square, especially in cardinal signs. That's just a big handful, okay? So it's all about when you're in the doghouse, making a good doghouse out of it, making it luxurious and having fun. So it's all about enjoying the day and finding the fun in what you're doing and going along and waiting for this to actually shift and move out, okay? I think you'll feel a lot better in the fall is what I'm trying to say. So enjoy it, sing the song, and know that things will change in the right timing for you.
And what areas are the square? And I just want to make sure that I understand so that I also know like where to look to turn it around, because it all seems a little bit crazy.
It's from your natal second to your fourth, to your eighth, to your tenth.
That sounds about right.
Okay, so it's transformations and changes with career, home, and values.
That's completely right. And you see a shift in the fall.
Yeah,
because
cardinal signs,
like,
it's all about aspiring to your highest ideal. And because a grand square is just so right on you right now, all you have to do is your personal best. That's all you have to do, and you're going to see beautiful things manifest.
Okay.
In September, Jupiter has gone direct already, and it's going to go into your first house of self in Sag. And so, again, things are going to start to rock and roll, babe. Okay? They're going to start to rock and roll.
And it's going to pass over your planet, Neptune. It's going to really, that's what I say, sing the song and keep that vision, is because there's so many things that are going to just start to unfold. The first house is what's coming at you. It's beyond your control. And so here again, when Jupiter passes into that first house, it's like gifts being given. You could just stand there and things just happen. So that's what you're looking for. And with Neptune in there, it really makes it a lot more fun because it brings a certain surprise to it.
I appreciate that. I do feel it coming because even though I feel the squares and it doesn't seem like anything is happening, I'm still very positive and I feel that, you know, I feel like something really good and really big is happening, you know.
See, most people right now are trying to find a way to feel calm.
Are you there?
I'm here.
That's strange. I don't know where she went.
Okay.
Very odd.
Very odd. Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, you got to love them. But here again, what she was talking about, and again with this grand square, it is all about taking back your power. And she's talking about that because it is about you taking charge and going. It's not you verbalizing it. You have a Mercury in Pisces. It's not all about you verbalizing it. And that is in conjunct with your moon and your Pluto, which are dancing with each other. It's quite volatile of a combination. But the thing is it's all about rebalancing, and it's all about that trust and faith. And this grand square is saying, no, this is what I stand for. I don't have to pronounce myself. I just have to move on through these things. Mars is transiting through your eighth house. So it's all about changing your habits and changing your routines that's going to be successful for you. Okay.
Habits and routine. Okay.
I'm back.
Yes, ma'am.
I got cut off and now I'm back.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Mercury retrograde. Welcome to the real world.
I was just finishing your sentences for you. Or your thought process. I was finishing your thought process for you.
Thank you so much. You're a darling, as always.
Thanks, ladies. I appreciate it.
So please keep us posted and stuff. We're on your side, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Many blessings to you. You have a sweet night.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye. More storms coming here. What do you think? You have time for one more. You want to go for it?
How about we do that?
Area code 646, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? And who are we speaking with?
You are speaking with Terry.
With who, I'm sorry?
Terry with a T, Terry.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Hey, how are you?
I can't hear that.
Hello?
I'm getting a good audio.
Hold on. Okay, I'm turning the phone up. What about now? I just turned the phone up.
That's better.
Hello?
And
what's your name?
Are you August 12th, 1988?
Yeah. How do you know? I think I called your show
before. Because you called it before. Terry.
What's the name? I didn't hear the
Terry.
Name.
It's Terry with a T. Yes.
Got it.
Hey, how are you?
Now we all know each other.
Okay.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes. Okay. I need to find out when would be a good time, based off my astrology sign, to start looking for a job. Because I'm ready to leave my job where I'm at currently. So I'm looking for new opportunity.
I can't
like
find my system, so I need the birth data.
It's August 12th, 1988, 2:30 a.m.
Yes.
In New York City.
Yes.
Got it. Are you still in New York?
Yes, I am currently. Yeah, I'm also trying to move too. So, yes, temporarily I'm still here.
Things are going
to
change
where are you
here
trying to move
shortly.
To?
Nice.
Aphrodite asked where you're going to move to.
I New Jersey for now. When I do leave, I don't want to stay in the city anymore, but I would love to go to New Jersey.
Things are changing for you, especially with your work, because in your local community, you work in your local community at this time?
Yeah, I do. I'm like 20 minutes from my job.
Yeah, that's local. Okay. You have the opportunity because the sun's going to be transiting over. Your birthday's coming up, of course, because it's August. Jupiter is going direct, and it's going to be in your sixth house of day-to-day work. And Uranus is going to be up there in your hopes, desires, and dreams. And it's trining your Neptune, which is such a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say this, okay, because it's all about what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What is your hope, desire, and dream? Okay? And it's all about you starting to take that time to create it because Mars is going to transit over through this and then the Sun and then Mercury. So it really is about let's roll our sleeves up and get to where we need to be, what we want to do. So it's not about the perfect time because this is the timing, okay? Especially in August after your birthday. That's the timing to really get out there and say, this is who I am and this is what I want, and I'm rolling up my sleeves and doing it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Okay.
I totally agree. There's a lot of frustration elements in your chart tonight, but I think that's part of you processing and trying to find the best way. And I really think that you do have a lot of power with some of the fire that's coming in over the next couple of weeks. And also, I love, as Jacqueline pointed out, Jupiter redirecting its orbit, okay? And it's going to be the night before your birthday. So this is going to be a stellar year because Jupiter is going to be direct on your birthday this year. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a great year of expansion.
I love it. I love it.
You are going to blow them away with your creative power. You are going to blow them away for the rest of the year.
All right. I love it.
And you keep us posted, okay?
I promise I will. Thank you so much. I'm going to start on that resume now. Thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Thanks. Okay.
Good time to do that.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and we're at the top of the hour. And we thank you all for calling in, and we love doing this show so much for you. Jacqueline, why don't you give out your number so people know where to find you?
Okay. They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And bless you all. And next week we'll talk to you all about the interesting black moon and what's going on in the future. Have a great week.
Good night.
Good night.